Why is it that there are some foods that we never get tired of? I mean, there are plenty of foods that we do get tired of. Sometimes we really enjoy them, but after two, three times that we've had the snack food or the meal, it's been enough. We don't particularly want more of it. But there are some foods in our family, some dishes from my mother, for instance, that we in our family, we enjoy having those dishes over and over. That's been going on for decades. Some of these dishes have that much fondness for us. And we'll ask for it whenever she offers it. My wife is wired to enjoy variety. Usually, she does not enjoy having the same food every Friday. She likes to explore. She likes to discover new foods, new restaurants. But she also has a few foods that she never tires of. There's a restaurant or two that we'll return to it over and over again, and we'll order the same thing, and she'll enjoy it. At this table, we Christians, we come to a meal of which we never tire. Now, it's true. Sometimes we come here and we're just zoned out or we're distracted. Maybe your experience is that you come here and you get bored at times. But to the extent that you come and you're in your best state, you're wide awake, you just can't get tired of this meal, even though it's the same thing every week. Why is that? It's because this is the meal where the mess that you made of yourself, it's put behind you. It's the meal where the most shameful part of who you are and what you have done, it's cast into the deepest sea. At this table, every time that you come, you're starting to taste again freedom. Freedom from your evil habits, forgiveness for every crime that you've committed. And you start to taste more and more the depths of an undeserved love. Now, how could you get tired of that? How could you get tired of Jesus? In this meal, we take bread, and that tells us that Jesus came down from heaven and spent a lifetime preparing a new life for you and for me, if you know him and believe on him. In this meal, we take wine, and that tells us that Jesus was crucified, and he spent his life to pay for my life, to purchase my life. So when you take the supper, you're saying, I need Jesus every day of my life. Now, Jesus is the one who arranged this new Passover meal. He's the one who set up this supper, and he says, do this in remembrance of me. And we understand that he'll feed us spiritually as we do it. If you have come to know Jesus Christ in this way, we invite you to come and to take this supper. If you're here with us, you're not a Christian, we are really glad that you're here. You're welcome among us. And so we invite you just to watch what's going on here. And we would love to talk about it. And if you have questions, we'd love to try to engage some of your questions. And maybe you have questions for God. This could be a time when you could offer up some of those questions while this is all going on to God. Let's pray as we come to the table now. Lord, we have come and we're great debtors. All of us have been leveled and brought low by what's going on in this meal, but we're also lifted up. We're lifted up by your willing association with us. You came down to us and you have raised us up in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. You have given to beggars such as we are nobility. We have received this, Jesus. And so in this supper, confirm our status, our place, your love to us, and nourish us in the grace and the knowledge of Jesus Christ in this supper. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen.